the live. Who we got on the live side tonight, just so I know who's on? I heard Rhonda, I heard Jackie. We got Cowboy out there?
Of course.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we got Paul Levee, formerly known as Paul Levee, who was bitten by a spider and then was given super knee ken powers. She's Spider P. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. Who else we got out there?
Gracie's here.
Hello.
Hey, Gracie, how are you? Who else we got? Ron, how are you doing, Ron?
Good, how are you?
I'm excellent. Good to have you and Grace on here. We got else on the listening side. I see Aurora's on here. I know she's on the list. She probably is. She's probably muted. But it's great to have you guys. And Tammy's here. Jackie's here. Jackie, are you out here too? I think you said you are, right?
I am.
Awesome. Tammy Silvera. Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad to have you guys here. You there, Tammy?
I'm here.
That is wonderful. Well, first and foremost, welcome everybody to the call. I am so happy to see you guys. I just had the greatest day. We went to Schlitterbahn today with the kids, and I got to tell you, I was driving home about an hour ago after running around a 95-degree water park all day, and I cannot tell you all how excited I was to do a WebEx. So I am fired up. But you know what's funny? I was really tired a little while ago, and as soon as I get on this thing, I just love it so much. I actually feel really great. Such a nice time today. And you know the thing that kept striking, and I'm just going to say this to those of you that are beginning the business. You know, my wife and I are 38, and, you know, we're blessed to be there. And all the people there today, I chatted with a lot of people in line. You know, they're on vacation, and this is like the week they get. And a lot of people there are stressed out about stuff, and it was just really interesting. My wife got to go. One of her best friends lives across the street and hang out with her all day, and I took the little kids to other big kids now, ran around Schlitterbahn. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, this is a pretty neat resort. There's, like, hotels all around the water park, and that we can go and stay there. And I was in the bathroom talking to a guy while my son was cleaning up who works there. And he said, you know, don't even come to the park on Friday and Saturday. He said, make sure you come, you know, take a day off and come during the week. And I just looked at him and I said, I don't have to take a day off. We can come here any time we want. And what's more, coming to the park doesn't stress us out and break our bank financially. We have to save up for it. And I just want you guys to know that no matter where you are in your business, it's worth building this. The freedom you're going to attain is worth it. What you guys have to do is get over this first year of your business when you've got your job, you've got your life, and you've got to get busier. You've got to be on calls. You've got to go to previews. And sometimes that's not easy when you have a job. And look, I know that. My wife knows that. We know that building this business is not difficult. The challenge of building the business is, will you dedicate the time to it and get busier when you already are super busy? Because all you guys have busy lives. So here's the thing. To be successful as an independent business person, this has nothing to do with Nikan. It takes a dedication and a desire to want to be home more than you want to live the status quo. And I'm going to tell you guys, sometimes it's going to be tough. But your Nikan battle will never be tough. And I'm going to say this in a way that may chafe some of you wrong, but can you get your act together enough and have the self-discipline to build your business as opposed to fluff it off because you got a busy life? Doesn't mean it's not important, the stuff you're doing, but you're going to have to make choices. And those choices are going to set you free, or I promise you in a year, the choices you make will make sure that you're in the same crappy job that you keep telling me you want to get out of, but you got to step it up. Nobody else can make you dedicate the time to your business. Nobody else can make you prospect. You got to want it yourself. In fact, there's nothing I can do to make you guys want to build this if you don't want to build it. In fact, I know that. The reason we set the Pathfinder website up and Paige does all she does with the action calls. You know, we got an action call tomorrow at noon. That's a resource. Look, that's not us telling our people be on the call. If they're not there, that's okay. We're giving them a resource to be successful. And the people that are there are going to take advantage of the resource. You know, your library, your public library is full of books. You know, it's a resource for the people that want to know the stuff. You know, the Pathfinder's webpage is a resource for the people that want the information. Because I learned a long time ago, and my wife couldn't agree more, that we can't build you to the top, but we're going to provide you every avenue to get there. So I hope you guys realize that it is worth it your first year to get this business up in the air and to dedicate the time and to have the discipline. Because not doing that, the consequence is never living how you want to live. And that's so important. And I just felt so thankful today, all day walking around that crazy water park, that we're going to go back. We can go back whenever we want. We can do whatever we want. And most of the people there, guys, just have that choice. And it's not that we're any different than you or better than you. We maybe just did some things that some of you haven't been willing to do yet. Or if you're new, just do the things your first year to set yourself free and act in your own best interest. Be your own best friend. You know, do things that are going to create a return for you to have the life that you want. Your Nikken battle will be won or it will be lost when nobody else is looking. You'll either be on the call or you won't. You'll be at the preview or you won't. You'll hand out a tape or you won't. It's going to be won in the dark when there's no crowd cheering and when nobody can see you, because there's no high bar, meaning if you guys don't build Nikken, nobody's going to come yell at you. And that's the problem, because you don't build it, there's no consequence for not building it other than the status quo, which to me is the greatest possible consequence of not having the life that you want. That's the ultimate tragedy. The problem is that unfolds slowly over years, whereas building Nikken, you know, can set you free for life. So that's what I want to say about that. What I want to focus on tonight is the first 5 to 10 minutes of every call, we are going to be doing a business launch, and that is nothing different tonight. And the way you do that is very, very simple. Get people started. This is step 3 of our process, and I'm going to go to full screen mode here, and then I've got to go right here to Pathfinders.biz. And if you go to Pathfinders.biz and you click on the Getting Started page, and what we're going to do, the first Monday night of the month at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a full, like the old Ignition sequence, Getting Started, which is a complete top-to-bottom business launch. And every week, we're going to do a quick launch just to reiterate the steps so you guys know what to do. But when you get somebody started, and I'm going to show you an e-bite for this here in just a few minutes, you just send them right here. So the bottom line to getting started, you can click to download at the top. It says a complete launch sponsoring guide. You can download it, have a hard copy of this if you want, but you can follow it along in this sheet. And getting started in this business is so easy. And just let me say this. The things that we teach you to do are designed to get you to silver as quickly as possible, because silver is the single most important rank in Nikken. That's the first goal, and every rank beyond silver is built on the bricks of the silvers that you build. So I want you to understand that what you're going to do here is in your best interest, because you not only need to get silver, but it's good to help other people get there as well. And the quicker, and look, and the more efficiently you get there, the more efficiently your people will get there. Do you guys think that if it takes shorter and more efficient to get the silver, and then you take that times 1,000 people, you'd make a lot more money than if you just had some crazy path to get there? I mean, that should make sense. You want it to be as simple and efficient as possible. So the first thing you're going to do is really easy. You're going to fill out an application. If you guys have not done that, you can click for an application right here. It takes about 2 seconds to download. Or you can go to your sponsor's PWP, or you can talk to them and sign up online. But if you need an application, there it is. You're just going to need your upline's distributor ID number, or whatever, consultant ID number, I guess. I'm old school. Number 2 is order your products. If you click on these pack contents, guys, one of the best perks to getting started in this business is you get a huge discount on ordering your getting started packs. I absolutely love these things. Look at this top one. You save almost $1,000. That is absolutely fantastic. For the first 90 days in the business, this is a perk of getting started. It absolutely rocks. A couple reasons for this. One, telling somebody how great the water is and showing them a piece of paper is not quite as good as telling people that you feel better because you drank the water. I want you guys to understand, these products here are not our business. These products here are not even the product. Your health is our product. So maximizing your health is what your investment is. Your investment's in you. You're not getting show stuff, because the show stuff is the fact that you look better than you did 6 months ago. So those of you guys in this business, you know, I would apply myself if I was you. I would get out and walk. I would start using these products. I would start looking better. I mean, if you're horribly out of shape, and 2 years later you're still horribly out of shape, it's pretty tough to get up and tell people, I'm the captain of wellness. I highly recommend you guys using these, getting your diet together, start to lose the weight you need to lose. Look, you don't need to look like a supermodel. You don't need to be perfect. That's the last thing I would ever tell anybody. But you certainly don't need to be grossly out of your gross body weight, you know, 2 years down the road. Get it together and get the weight off. It's part of your business. Start drinking the water. Take the nutritionals. Use the magnetics. You know, let's get it together and get your health maximized. So then you don't have to tell people how great Nikken is. You can show them how great Nikken is by the impact on your life. So there's no investment in Nikken, guys. Your investment's in your health, because your health is your ultimate product. I want you guys to understand that. So that's the number one reason to get the product, is just to get your own act together and get your family's health good. The second reason is, when you guys are sponsoring people, let me ask you this, guys. Is it easier to sign people up and say, order this, 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 and then 3 months later order that? Or is it easier to say, get one of the packs? Which one do you guys think is more duplicable?
Yeah, get one of the packs.
Get one of the packs. That's it.
Yeah.
That is. It's easy as pie. And remember, in this business, it's not what you do, it's what you can duplicate. when you prospect, whatever you do, you know, keep in mind it's going to be duplicated. So I would get one of those packs ordered, just get the thing going. And people say, well, that sure is a lot of money. Well, it's a lot of money if you're going to, you know, throw it away on hotels. It's a lot of money if you're going to buy a television set. That's $5 or $6 or $8 a day to get your family healthy for the first year. You know, drop cable. You know, if you put it on a credit card, the biggest pack is like $40, and I never recommend using credit, but there's a difference between using credit to buy garbage and using it as an investment in your business. You guys are starting a business for the price of $50 a month. The only business you can start that's cheaper than that is that involves sweeping, like, streets or something. I mean, this is the cheapest, most low-cost. Go talk to Donald Trump and tell him that your business startup cost was a couple $1,000s. I mean, I went to college, and so did my wife. My wife went to UT. She spent that every semester on books. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we all invest in ourselves. It depends on what you invest. If you've got every cable channel, well, you know, this is interesting. If you've got every cable channel, HBO, Showtime, and you do all that stuff, that's an investment in yourself, too. Just figure out where you want to invest your money. So I would recommend getting one of those packs. Last but not least, or next, let's go to AutoShip. AutoShip is one of the most fantastic perks of being a NECN consultant because you get our nutritionals at a 10% discount, and that's off the wholesale price. And they also come automatically so you don't ever run out of stuff. I highly recommend that you get, at least get the core, which is the multivitamin, the juice, and the greenzymes. It's absolutely fantastic. That is your base nutrition. And, guys, I'm here to tell you that's about 80% of your nutritional needs right there. Anything else you're going into, it's not that it's not important, but you're going into, you know, it's like if you're going to a car show, you know, you can detail the front fender and make it perfect, but if you don't wash the entire car, you're not going to win the thing. The nutritionals are like washing the car, you know, washing the wheels. The other nutritionals are like, well, if the back left wheel looks terrible, you're not going to win the car show. That's the detailing, okay? So the washing is the middle stuff. The detailing is the outside stuff. Don't even think about the detail until you've got the core covered. So some people will tell you guys that, well, if you have a specific need, start outside and work backwards. Guys, I've been a certified trainer and around gyms for, you know, 20 years. I'll tell you guys right now, if your base nutrition isn't covered, it's like putting water into a bucket with no bottom. You absolutely need to cover your core before you start on the outside. In fact, I wouldn't recommend you guys even having a discussion on nutrition unless you're taking a good multivitamin, because other things won't even work in your body unless you have other nutritionals. So that's what I recommend. If the cost is an issue in the beginning, at least take the multivitamin or the Jade Green, one of the two. Those are our two. I mean, just they're all fantastic. The immunity is great. The osteonymph is great. The lactoferrin is great. But at the very least, take the multivitamin. It's not even $1 a day. If you want to know more about the nutritionals, watch this video. If you click on the picture, there they are. Number four is grow the first possible human being. More training. That is where you learn about you and your why. Like I said, all this training tonight is great. If you don't know what you're going to do with it, you will be again this weekend saying, well, I've got family in town, so I'm not going to do NECN. And if you know why, then you're going to say, hey, guys, I need you to understand that I'm pursuing something really important to me. I'm going to be busy for a while, so I just need your understanding. And they may still not understand, but you're not going to think you earn a merit badge when you do NECN on a Saturday because you realize that this is your vision and your dream. And that's just what people with vision and dreams do. They don't call it excellence because it's what everybody else does. They call it excellence because it's what people that are not excellent don't do. Okay? So humans being more will help you become excellent the easy way. There's two ways to become excellent. Number one is have motivational speakers give you books every day so they can keep you pumped up. And then tomorrow you won't feel pumped up until you put your tape in. And then there's the real way to be motivated. And that's to find your love, and then you'll never have to worry about it again. Like when I look at my wife and son, I don't need to read a book to love them every day. I love them because I love them. I don't have to be motivated to love them. When your business is something that you see that is at your core, you won't have to feel like you need to be, quote-unquote, pumped up all the time. But remember, if you're hot and cold with NECN, it's never NECN that moves. So those are the basic things of doing it. You know, then we're going to transition to build your 100 list, which is where you're going to write down the core people you want to talk to. And then we're going to get into what we're talking about tonight, the process. And at your sponsorship meeting, what you're going to do there is you're going to go over that 100 list. You're going to make an action plan. When you guys go up here and download that document, you're going to notice there is an action plan on it that will tell you how to launch your business the first month. And that's where the process comes in. So that's it, and I recommend you read over those keys to success and just kind of check that out. But that's as tough as it is to launch, which is pretty doggone simple. Do you know, you guys have any questions on launching people, or is that fairly clear?
Pretty clear.
What do you guys think?
Pretty clear.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. No thoughts or comments on that, or if you guys were new, you think you could follow that pretty easily?
Click and read.
I think it's pretty good.
Awesome. Okay, click and read. That's exactly right. Well, then let's go to the next part of this, which is going to be our process. If you guys take a look up here, I'm going to put up this sheet called the process. Tonight, we're going to talk about prospecting just a little bit. And what I want you guys to understand is prospecting should be fun. Prospecting is our ability to share the NECAN vision with other people. Prospecting is our ability to get out and share our message. I get excited about prospecting. Paige and I meet people all the time just in the course of our daily life, going out to just do things and being where we are. Like I said today at Schlitterbahn, there were people all around the park that had needs, that do things, and it's as hard as sticking out your hand and saying, how are you doing? Listen to what people are talking about, and when they ask you what you do, you just throw the fishing line out and say, hey, we're launching a great company and bringing it here. And if they're interested, you share it with them. And I'm going to show you tonight a very simple path to help you prospect to get the NECAN message out there. And I want to give you a couple thoughts first, and then I'm going to walk you through the basics of the process, which is extremely simple. Now, first and foremost, why in the world do you need a process? We all have different personalities. Well, let me try to explain that for a minute. As you guys can remember, it's not what we can do, it's what we can duplicate. Your guys' job is not only to bring people into the business, but when your people come on board, wouldn't it be nice to be able to tell them, here's how you share the NECAN vision. Now, if you don't have a process, what you have is give them this, give them that, give them this. In this instance, give them that. In that instance, give them that. You end up with mass confusion. NECAN is what it is. It's a multi-billion dollar multinational, biggest and only total wellness company where you buy stuff direct and get paid for signing people up. It's not complicated. It's no more complicated than Costco. Costco, you get a membership, you buy stuff cheaper. NECAN, you get a membership, you buy wellness stuff cheaper. It's not any more complicated. The only difference is you get paid when other people sign up underneath you and they buy stuff. So don't get confused in your mind as to what you're trying to do. Now, what you're actually trying to do is you're not paid to be a product expert. I want you guys all to understand, don't confuse what fascinates you with what you need to build the business. Your mission here is to be a professional organization builder. Your job here, if you look at the compensation plan, it does not say know everything about infrared. I would kind of jokingly say, when we do a call about the products, you know, I'll have some expert on here about how much Gauss is in the magnets, and there's 76,000 people on the call. And for the life of me, I don't know what that does to impact your business. It just is neat to know. What you need to know is how to get other people to want the magnet, not to have other people know how much Gauss is in the magnet. You'll do a call on prospecting and six people come. And the reason that is because we think we're excited about something, but that isn't marketing. Marketing is taking the stuff that really smart engineers make and explaining it to people so they actually want it. There's not a company in America that hires engineers or scientists to do their marketing. In fact, when you look at Madison Avenue in New York or downtown Chicago, they hire people who are people who are people people who know how to communicate so that they can explain the wizardry that smart people make. And the smart people are not allowed out of the office to communicate with people ever. At the most, they will answer questions. So you guys don't need to know a lot of the stuff you think you need to know. What you need to know is when you lay on the bed, it feels great. When you drink the water, it's awesome. When you breathe the air, you don't get sick. And the magnet got you off your pills. That is the stuff that will move this business. The rest of the stuff is nice to know. If someone asks me the question, I'll zap them an e-bite. But I could honestly care less how much what infrared does. I just know I like the blanket. That's marketing. And by the way, if you disagree with me right now, and I know some of you are out there thinking, oh, I need to know all the science, talk to me in a year. Because all that stuff and 50 cents will buy you a newspaper. Knowing how to build a business will have you own the newspaper. So I want you all to know that. You don't have to be a network scientist. You need to be a network marketer. Now, second, people say, what do I lead with, the product or the business? I'm scared of people will get mad if I bring up the networking, and I'm a little scared of network marketing. First thing I want to tell you as directly as I can, get over that. Every company in America that does true, people say to me, Rick, is this a real company? Is this a real job? I'll say, I've got to admit, no, it's not a real company because we're not bankrupt, borrowing money from the government, moving production overseas. We're not doing those things, so no, we're not a real company. We're the next generation of companies. So I'm sorry, we're not like those. You know, is this one of those things? I'll say, yeah, it's one of those things where we work from home, earn unlimited residual income, make our money by helping people, and it's a willable asset to our children. Doesn't that sound awful? I am so cocksure of this thing in my mind. I am so not worried about what someone else thinks about, because in my mind, I'm sold. You guys, in your mind, go sit down tonight if you're wondering if network marketing, if you're a little unstable with it. Write down on a piece of paper the benefits to working our way. And then on the other side of the paper, write down the benefits of working the traditional way. And just start making a list. And just convince yourself. If you need to do that every day for a week, do it. You absolutely cannot defend that this is not the smartest way to work in the world, and we're simply partnering with a company big enough to make it come true. We're not the next jug of juice company. We're not the next network marketing. We're the first of us. We have about as much in common. I cannot tell you guys how much I ran into somebody with a new energy drink. Great. That means in 5 years that company will be out of business and sued, and you'll be doing something else. I don't want to trade time for dollars. I want to build residuals. The next company with a phone card, the next company, what somebody the other day, I was talking to somebody about, they've got some DNA enhancer in a bottle, something ridiculous like that. It's just not what we have. We have the world's only mobile wellness solution. It's like Microsoft. These other companies are like Lotus 1-2-3, and that doesn't even exist anymore. So I want you guys to understand that it's okay to be a little professionally arrogant with me, Ken. Because to be quite frank with you, we have power, capabilities, depth, structure, and we're robust. We're just not in the same league, so don't put yourself there. Put your nose in the air and be a little bit, put your chest out and be a little bit proud. And I'm a little professionally arrogant with Nikan, I'll tell you flat out, because I absolutely know we're the smartest way to work in the world, and that's the bottom line. So I'm not worried about offending somebody with the business. I'm not worried about if they're going to be upset if I mention I want them to work with me. You're doggone right I want them to work with me. If I'm going out to build this business and I'm going to retire my family and my wife and I are out building it, we don't apologize for building a business. If we owned a restaurant, we wouldn't apologize for wanting people to come eat there. So I just want you guys to understand, it's okay to expect the people that you love and the people you talk to like Nikan. I don't build this expecting to lose. I'm not surprised when somebody likes it. I expect them to like it because it's real. None of what I'm telling anybody is subjective. I'm not saying we're the coolest company in the world because I said so. I'm saying we're a 501 rated, multi-billion dollar, 35-year-old, 30 million customer, 25 billion in sales, published in medical journal, only total wellness company. Nothing I just told you is debatable. But if Uncle Leo tells you that this isn't real, it's simply not true. Don't be shook up by somebody telling you something that doesn't know anything about what we do. That's called just being negative. Anybody that tells you this isn't real simply doesn't have their facts straight. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean that they're going to like it. I don't care in the world if somebody does this or not, but they're not going to tell me it's not real, and if they do, they're just simply not accurate. So your guys' question with prospects is not, is Nikan real? You're not looking for validation. You're not looking for people to tell you this is real. You're looking for aptitude. You're looking for people that get it. A lot of you guys will get stuck spending time with people that don't. Well, I showed somebody the Is This For You video, and they came back and said, I'm not into sales, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. And then you spend a tremendous amount of effort trying to convince them that, yes, they are. What I would recommend you guys do is just get it in front of people that get it. If I show somebody an opportunity to work from home with a $2 billion company and the first thing they say is a negative thought, believe them. If I show somebody a video, they say, wow, that looks cool, and then they have a question, I'll work with that kind of person. But if somebody comes back after seeing an opportunity, well, let me ask you this. If Donald Trump brought you a real estate deal and said, you can be in on this, we're building a new property, it's going to be awesome, and you said, I don't know much about real estate, I don't think Trump would say, well, let me show you the value of real estate. In fact, no matter what you said from that point on, you'd be done with him. Now, in Nikan, we're not to that degree, because certainly people that we talk to may not be interested now, they may be interested later, but don't hang your business on the one person you can never get to say yes. In fact, when you look at your 100 list or you're out talking to people, what you're looking for are people that would have that would show some interest, that give you energy, that push you a little bit, that show you that they're excited. Those are the people you invest your time in. The other people you may contact later, but don't wrestle with people. So as far as leading with business or leading with products, I don't ever worry about that. I lead with what Nikan does because our product is people. Our product is freedom from work and freedom from pain. It's freedom from both. If we free you from your job and your back still hurts, we haven't fully helped you. If we free you from your back hurting and your job still stinks, we haven't freed you. You haven't done anybody any favors. In fact, if you look at what's killing the people that you love, it's their job. It's the stress from their job. So this business is a product. So when we talk to people, we're sharing the vision of NECAM, which is a better life. Simple as that. Now, by the way, if you want to know how to prospect, look at the compensation plan. Don't overthink it. How do you get to the top? Well, very simple. Either three diamonds or six platinum. So guess what you need to do? Find three people who want to go diamond or six people who want to go platinum. Not six people you have to drag to platinum, six people who themselves want to go platinum. And that means, how do you know when someone's building the business? Well, they're bringing people, or they're excited. One of the keys I look for with people, if I sponsored you tomorrow, it was, do you call me? I want people that call. When I hear my phone ringing and they're talking about people, I've got a business builder. If I don't hear that, I've got a project. So I'm going to go find someone that keeps me busy. Or I see people coming into their group. You don't really have a job unless somebody's talking to people. Now, that's number one. Second thing you're looking for is you're looking for people that want to do this with you. So like I said, the bottom line, to build the organization, you want three people committed to going diamond or six people committed to going platinum. So everything you do is to identify those people and then to help them identify their people, and you're going to build your group. So you're an organization builder, and it's not just teaching your frontline. Guys, network marketing, most of the training is designed to keep people around for 1 to 3 years because that's how long most of the companies are around. You can't just build your group on energy and vision and excitement, although that's super important. That's a huge part of it. You have to have some training in place. So this duplication stuff and this process is designed so in 5 years, you still have the people you signed up today. Because the lifestyle of this business, if you don't do this, or the life cycle is, you'll replace your legs every 3 to 5 years unless you put this stuff in. That's one of the reasons Paige and I, look, this is what we do. This is what we've got in place. Because bringing them in is part one, retaining them is part two, or I'm always going to be just recruiting people as the bottom falls out because there's no bottom in the bucket. You need both. You absolutely need both. Having said that, let's take a look at our process. The bottom line here, if you look across this, and I'm going to take a look, I'm going to go back to my full screen view here. Let me take a look at that. Let me see what that thing is. There we go. There, I did it. If you go to the sheet in pathfinders.big called the process, what you guys are going to notice is not only what to do, but what tools to use with each particular part of the process. So, you notice up there on step one, it says interest, open the door. This is where we're talking about your catchphrase. I highly recommend all of you have a 30-second or 20-second why you're building NECAM, and I highly recommend it be business-based. That doesn't mean your product story is not in there, but it's got to be about building the organization. If you've got 30 seconds to talk to somebody, and all you say is, I used a product to fix my back, you didn't tell them the whole story because there's nothing there that's sticky. Look at your opening door script. It's like a piece of Velcro, and you're looking for the other person that has Velcro, too, to put them together. So if someone says, Rick, what do you do? I'll say, well, my wife and I, we're part of a multi-billion-dollar, biggest and only total wellness company in the world. We're part major corporation, part home business, and we're looking for partners to launch this company here. And we're super excited about it, and of course, we're full-time, but if I wasn't, I would say, and in 6 months, we have a pretty good shot to be out of our jobs, and in a year, we have a shot to have both of us out, and we're basically taking a different route. Now, what I told them there was there's something big and there's something different, because this is a total wellness company, and we're the next generation of home business, and we're looking for partners. There's a sticky statement in there. There's enough in there that if they have a desire to bite, they're going to bite. When you're fishing, it's not about putting your hand underwater and throwing a fish on a hook. It's about making a hook look as real as, in other words, when you're fly fishing, you want it to look like a fly. You want the hook to move in the water so the fish thinks that it's bait. It's about making the bait attractive. So what you're doing is loading that up so people that would have a desire to do something will have enough trigger points in there that they can grab onto. So the first thing right here, I want you guys to work with your upline or work with your sponsor or work with each other. Figure out what the heck your catchphrase is. You know, hey, we're launching the biggest and only total wellness company. It's the next generation of home business. We're looking for people to help launch this. And use the word launch. We're not bringing it here. We're not just building it because it's been around forever. Always be in perpetual launch. It's always a new day. That's so important to use that, okay? Now, when you're working your 100 list, it's as easy as pie. You just basically take the people on that already know their needs. I would call them and say, hey, Sally, I know you were telling me that you'd like to get your kids out of daycare. Paige and I just fell into something that's really fantastic. We found out about a company launching here. It's a major corporation. We can work from home. And the bottom line is, I was wondering if I could take you to coffee show we're up to and see if it's a good fit for you. Not you're going to love it, but basically, hey, let's see if it's a fit for you. Or you can say, do you know anybody that would be interested in launching a business with us? And a lot of times they'll say, well, what about me? There's really smart ways you can do this. Or, Bob, can you give me your opinion on what you think of this new thing we're a part of? Tell me what you think. That's how you work your 100 list. As far as meeting other prospects, guys, that's what's so cool about this. An active reach out method is something that you do to go out and meet people. If you're walking around and you're just talking to people, if you're doing a booth or something, if you're running an ad, if you're doing any of those, or I'm sorry, if you're anything you're doing to press the flesh, Facebook is really neat, and Paige has done such a good job with this, and it's amazing to see that community flourish and what that's added to the business. Facebook is both an active reach out method because you can go out and connect with people, and you can go looking for people, and it's a passive reach out method because people can prospect you. For example, if you've got your personal page set up, it's really cool to have on there, what are you doing? And if it was me setting it up, I wouldn't put I'm a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, a personal trainer, a Reiki specialist, and a vitamin enthusiast, and then put / meat consumer. That's about as interesting as, well, it's nothing. Who in the heck wants 8 jobs? If I was going to do it, I would set my page up like normal, and I would put something on there like, my wife and I have launched a new business. Check this out. It's going to be really fantastic. Just be kind of fly and have it be something that's attractive to people. And then what they will do is people that know you will ask you what you're up to. Let it be passive like that. So you've got the active reach out in the sense that you're connecting with people. You've got the passive reach out in the sense that you've got some of the cool video links on your page. And Paige is going to do another tutorial on that. I know a lot of you guys have asked. We're going to do another one both for people in our group on a private setting and in a more public setting for everybody. Because she told me today like 5 more people have asked her to do that. So bear with us on that. We're going to set another one up. But anyway, Facebook is a great active or passive reach out method. There's everything from ads to a card in a fishbowl, for crying out loud, can be passive. Active is going out to meet people. Passive is coming in. Now, people will say, well, Rick, I've got a prospect. I just loaned somebody a pair of mag steps. That is not a prospect. That is a customer. They are a prospect at the point where they say, I would like to look at the Nikan business, or tell me about this business. You guys can go out and sell all the products you want. The beauty of that is you're both getting somebody a product experience, so they're going to come into the business more primed, and you're also going to get paid for prospecting. But don't make the mistake of thinking somebody that wears an elbow wrap or uses osteodense is a prospect. They're not. They're a customer. So you can basically use products if you're going to use water videos or loan sleep systems or whatever. You're creating customers. That person is a prospect when you loan the sleep system. When they come back and say, tell me about this company, the minute that you execute your process, which I'm going to show you here, that's when they become a prospect. So the bottom line of prospecting, it's only a prospect when you're talking about building the Nikan business. The other stuff, hey, Rhonda, I think you're not on mute. I don't know if you don't know that or not, but you're not muted out. So *6 if you could. I think that's Rhonda anyway. If it's not, I apologize. But anyways, they're a prospect. So if you guys are loaning beds, if you're loaning products, if you're really big on the product, that's awesome. In fact, some of the biggest groups in Nikan have been built that way. Understand that's a reach-out method. Some people have a lot of success using products as a reach-out method. So don't worry about leading with the products or leading with the business. If you're more comfortable using products as a reach-out method, have a blast with it. But just keep in mind that you want to say, hey, this is a great business. You want to flip them so they're coming in to look at the network at some point. And guys, even if you're one of the people that came in from a product experience, there was at some point you said, wow, my back is better, and then you got little dollar signs in your eyes. That's when you became a prospect. So you didn't come into Nikan to build it to the gold or platinum level because you slept on a bed. A lot of people make that confusion. You were interested because you found a product that worked. And then your brain clicked on and said, if it works this good, I can make some money. That's when you become a prospect. So the bottom line is, whatever reach out method you're using, from selling products and getting paid for it to working your 100 list to just meeting people, that's really easy. That's opening the door to where somebody says, gee, I'd like to take a peek at what you guys are up to. It's very simple, then. If you guys look right down this process sheet, you've got step 1, step 2, and step 3. It's as easy as that. You've got your reach out tools up here. We've got some great stuff to do it with. Step one is sorting. Now, step one is where you're seeing if people have an aptitude. This is the first stage of the landing. And I'm not giving people these tools to see if they're interested in NECAN necessarily. I'm also giving it to them to get people out of the way who are not. So I'm sorting. When I give somebody these tools, I'm looking to see who has the aptitude to get it. So the first and foremost thing that we use is that crazy, is NECAN for you video. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I feel really weird talking about it because our voices are on it. And I don't even like that. To be honest with you guys, it makes it harder for me to use. I wish somebody, and I'm just telling you guys this, I'm not plugging this because I'm on the stupid thing. It since we put this thing in, recruiting has basically doubled. I don't know if Cowboy, are you still on the line? How long did it, I mean, you guys were after us for, what, 2 years to make this video?
Yes, and we love it.
I mean, but it wasn't like I crammed this down your throat, basically, is what I'm saying. In fact, I probably drug my feet on it, if anything.
Exactly. No, I've been asking for it for a long time.
Well, I
had some really good results with it, too, Rick. It's great.
Well, I appreciate that. I just hope you guys know I feel weird telling you to use it when my voice is on. And in fact, I would prefer that it wasn't. But what can you do? It works, and for whatever reason, it does. And it's funny, by the way, we were actually in a recording studio, and we had a two-hour session to do an ignition sequence, and we had 12 minutes of studio time left over. And we said, well, what do you guys want to do? And somebody said, well, Rick, what would you say to a new prospect? And we just shot that off the cuff. Next thing you know, people are buying it all over the place. In fact, Cowboy out there, let's just say there was a team of people making faces at me and really making fun of me. So I can't believe that the thing actually worked. And then went in touch, polished it up, and put the video behind it. Guys, I'm telling you, there's a profound difference in the people who are using it and the people who aren't. It's probably the first. Well, go ahead, Cowboy.
The InTouch put the final touches on it, but you put the final touches on it the other day when you sent out the three little slide thing.
I'm going to show that in a minute. Thank you for leading up to that. That's good. But the bottom line, guys, is you can have a hard copy video, or you can have it. See, if you look the way I've got this broken down, you've got the tool, which is step one, and then you've got the format. You can go into the InTouch library and download it, or you can get the actual audio CD hard copy or the DVD. That's there now, too. So if you meet somebody, you know, a lot of times, you like Ken and Byra live kind of in a rural area. They have to give people DVDs sometimes. They don't have high speed. So have them both available. When you give it to them, here's what you say. Check this out, and guess what the title is? Is this for you? It's not saying sign up, you'll love it. It's saying tell me if you want more information. And by the way, it's okay if you don't. I really don't care. Look at it. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, fine. If you do like it, however, there's going to be another step behind it. Another thing that works really great right here is the face-to-face ABC. We've always had good success with the ABC guide. And the reason I've got that on there is not so you verbatim go through every slide, but you guys can get an idea of what an ABC consists of. So if you're wondering what qualifies as an ABC, flip through those pages. That sum total of information delivered is a good ABC, and it's basically this: who we are, what we do, what we're looking for, what you like to look. Simple as pie. So if you're going to go meet somebody face-to-face, just download it and give it to them, and you've got two downloads for it right there. Once they have come through the step one, they're ready for step two. So they've gone to step one, they've said that they're interested, and by the way, if they say that they're not interested, that's fine, just believe them. And then step two is a decision. This is the preview. Now notice it doesn't say preview, it says decision. They're coming to the preview to decide if they want to be in NECAN or not. When you guys go into Costco, you walk into the store and you either get a membership or you don't, they would think you are absolutely out of your mind if you asked for more information. It's just not that hard. Here's the bottom line, guys. NECAN is a Costco without a store, but you only can buy wellness there, and we get paid for signing other people up. Some of you guys, just keep in mind, all of you guys, this is an easy, easy process. This should be fast. It's a $35 sign-up. We spend more than that today on Aqua Socks and Schlitterbahn. You guys are acting like it's such a giant decision to sign up. It's not like you're financing a Cadillac here. It's, hey, once you become a member or a consultant for $35, and I'm going to tell you guys, I don't even talk about the member program. It's confusing. You're only going to save, what, $20 over becoming a full distributor. I'll tell you right now, I'm only going to become a consultant for $35. There's no reason to have that other card in there as far as I'm concerned. If you disagree with me, that's your choice. But we're going to teach become a consultant. And you basically say, hey, listen, after the preview, here, let's fill out an application. You know, whether you build the business or not, you'll at least have the opportunity to order these great products. So that's easy there. But step two is a decision. We've got a couple easy steps. You can either come to a preview live. You can watch it, for example, Thursday night in the worldwide preview, or I can send you a preview video. We do have a video here online. You can download it, go to our InTouch library. We're going to be recording the worldwide WebEx here in the next couple of weeks. I need some help with that. I've got a couple of awesome leaders out there that have the ability to do that, and they're either going to teach me how or they're going to do it themselves. I'll be in touch with a couple of you guys here pretty quick. But for now, you've got the Thursday night. You've got the live one. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're going to do a cow view for Cowboy. You ready for a big night tomorrow night, Cowboy?
Yes, that's going to be fun.
Yes, and did you get the web link, by the way, that I sent you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you. If any of you guys would like to dial into the preview tomorrow night, we're going to be doing one at 7 o'clock Central Time. I'll put the link at the top of the Pathfinder's homepage just for 24 hours, and then I'll take it off. So if you guys give me about 30 minutes after the call, if you can, in fact, let me take it a different way. Well, somebody's driving. You don't mind? There we go. Thank you. What I recommend, in fact, give me till morning. If you guys want to dial into the preview tomorrow night, I mean, obviously, Thursday's our main one. Tomorrow night at 7 Central Time, we'll be doing a special preview. The link will be at the top of Pathfinders.biz homepage. I'll try to get it done tonight. It'll just give me 5 minutes. So that's tomorrow night at 7. But the one I look at the preview is, it's the same information, multiple formats. You can come live. You can watch it on the web. What do you prefer? For me, I wouldn't fool around having a lot of different stuff. We built this so people at systems can get plugged in. It's such a neat thing to see so many people using this tool right now, and it's going to get bigger all the time. But see, what it does, having a regular preview every week, it gives you a place you can drive people towards. There's an easy way to build this business. You find out when the events are, and you drive people towards them. You know, or you can do it like a chicken with your head cut off and set up ad hoc ones all the time. For me, I've always built it around a regular set preview event. The worldwide preview gives us the ability to leverage to all of our teams around the country. We're WebEx and most of our key leaders in every week. Rhonda and Carrie are in a conference room. You know, it's so cool. Cowboy has a team that can be in a conference room. And instead of us just giving a preview in one city, we can pull the whole team together every week. So that's a really cool thing to have that power of literally the whole team coming together all the time. The other advantage is if there's only three of you and you're at a distance, you don't have to feel like there's only three of you. Your prospect will see many people all over the place, which makes you strong. So if I was you guys, I would use that. And remember, once somebody has seen the Is This For You or the ABC, it's real simple. Hey, do you want to come to a preview? You want to come live or do you want to go to distance? Easy as pie. At the end of the preview, it's a real simple question. Did you like it or you need to see it again? There's not a whole lot more information. If you got a question about network marketing or something, if you got to scroll down to the bottom of the page, is handling questions from your prospects. Is network marketing a legitimate business? There's some tools you can give them. Does the comp plan work? There's some tools you can give them. Do the products work? There's some tools you can give them. Just select one and give it to them until they're ready for step three, which is called sign up. And that's basically what we just did tonight. All you have to do there is go to the Pathfinders.biz getting started page. They just follow the simple steps and they're launched. And the five pillars of the business are really easy. Get your membership, order your products, get an auto ship, when's HBM, let's make my 100 list, and then we're going to start getting people in front of ABCs and in front of Is This For You. And if you think that somebody would be better off on your 100 list getting a sleep system video, do it. Just remember, they're not a prospect until they say, what is the business? You may sell them a $3,000 sleep system. You may move tons of volume doing that, but remember, they're a prospect when they're looking at the business. Other than that, it's a sale, and I cannot say that strongly enough to understand the difference between a sale and a prospect. So that's the simplicity of that, is basically running people straight through it. As for me, I don't deviate from the process. I don't think about the process. We don't invent the process as we go. We use the process. You meet somebody, they get Is This For You. From there, they're either coming to a preview or watching a preview. And from there, they're either going to get something to answer a question or they're going to sign up. We're not pass and go. We're not collecting $200. We're not wondering what to do next. I'm not sitting around on InTouch creating custom presentations. If they want to know about all the products, we'll send them the Wellness Home DVD. It's as easy as that. At the end of that, we'll say, would you like to become a consultant? Or, you know, what do you want to watch that video again? There's not a lot of other things that we use. They'll say, well, Rick, are these products backed? I'll zap on the medical study information. I'd like to know more about the water system. I'll zap them the water system e-bite. Tell me more about your nutritionals. I'll zap them the Kenzen. You know, we just use the tools like arrows, but the core of the process stays. So the way that we build our business is we have our events on a calendar. We know where the previews are. Paige and I were talking last night. We have the Monday call we do tonight. We have our team's action call we do tomorrow. We have the Thursday night preview, and then we have our bigger events. That's where we drive people towards. And then what happens is when we meet people, we're not wondering what to do. We're doing it. So I highly recommend you guys do that. And I'm going to tell you something else. If I was at a distance right now, or if I was any of you listening to this call, first thing I would do is I would pick a night of the week that is your preview. Previews grow when there's a committed team of people behind them, and you find people that want to be there and want to build it. Previews are stagnant when you've got people that just show up because they think it's like a club. So you want it to be a recruiting event. With the worldwide preview now, you can leverage off it, and you can do whatever you need to do. And then, of course, we'll do ad hoc previews. Like, we still do previews all the time for people, but our core preview is Thursday night. So that's the basics of your process. Does anybody have any questions about the process while I go into the next part, showing you some cool InTouch stuff? Is this making sense to you guys?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Awesome. Yeah. Pretty easy. So, Ryan, you meet some...
Perfect, guys.
Go ahead, Terry.
I just said it makes perfect sense.
Awesome. You see how easy it is, Terry? You meet people, you can just direct them to Thursday night instead of trying to create stuff on the fly.
I'm sorry, I missed you.
Yeah, don't sweat it. I'll catch up with you later. But the bottom line, Rhonda, do you see how easy it is to drive people towards events as opposed to try and create custom scenarios all the time?
Oh, yeah. And when you've got something set, it's easy to do because you know what you're going to do next and you know what's coming up next.
Right. Well, let me ask you guys this. Do you guys think that if you had a process, the people you were signing up, well, let me ask you this. If you guys give them a book on osteodens, a slideshow on the water, a thermographics DVD, and an Is This For You, and then next you meet with them at a coffee shop, you drop them off a book, then you take them to some event, and then you bring them to a preview, and then they sign up, how many of you guys realize you just completely paralyzed a prospect? Because what are they going to do when they go sign people up?
They don't know what to do.
Mm-mm. Guys, when I got started, it was real easy. We had one video. It was called Dennis Williams Story and Opportunity. And then we did a preview every Tuesday night back then. We would give people the video, and we would bring them to the preview. And then what was interesting is nobody even questioned that was what we do. When I signed people up, they gave people the video, they brought them to a preview. There really wasn't a whole lot of questions about it, so it was really, really simple. And then what's interesting is kind of the more tools that we got, the farther we got away from that doggone stuff. So the bottom line is, Wendy just said, information overload. Marketing is not telling people, like when you buy a car, you don't need to know what the compression ratio of the engine is. You need to know the stuff that's important. There's a lot of stuff you can tell prospects, and there's stuff you must tell prospects. You've got to decide what is a must and what is a can. So that's so doggone important to understand that. But don't get confused between the two, between what you can tell them and what you must tell them. Very and very important stuff. What you must tell them is in the core of your process. And here's something else. We are building an organization. You want a team of people who are organization builders because organization people also make sales as they're out meeting people and they interface with prospects. They get products on people. Product people just use stuff. It's not that they're not important, but you need to structure your group for the people that want to build it. Don't structure it for the people that don't. Because if all you want to do is order products, I really don't have a big job as an upline other than answering questions. And if you ever decide to build the business to help you, it's not that you're not important, not that I don't love you, I just don't have a job. So build your organization for the people that want to build the organization, not the other way around, and you'll find a lot more success. So that's the bottom line with that. And let me just show you a couple things on InTouch that I think you guys are going to like. And there it is. Boy, I can never find where I put everything. There we go. One of the neat things that we did, can you guys see the InTouch screen here? Has it come up on your screens yet?
No.
Has it come up yet?
Nope.
No? What do you guys see on your screen right now?
Process.
The prospecting process.
You know, I'm kind of wondering if I hit the wrong thing. Let me go to full screen. Well, let me tell you. There we go. Is that better?
Well, we don't.
Okay.
Yep. There we go.
And there's so many buttons on this thing, I keep messing it up. If you guys go into my shared library here and just go to Rick and Paige Murphy shared library, and look, and I'm sorry, I wish there was another way we could just give this to you guys. I don't want you coming into our library all the time like we're some big shot or something, but this is just where the stuff is. All the stuff that was created on pathfinders.biz earlier is now in here because I don't know another way to do it. But bottom line, if you type in step one, you're going to get to step one. And by the way, you see the ones that are red there. The ones that have red dots are shared for you guys. You've got one right here that is an "Is this for you?" that you can click. You can put anything you want down here in the subject line. That's all that is. You've got one right here that has a basic overview, and then you've got an open box down here you can customize. And you've got a third one I think you guys are going to dig. And the way the third one is set up is you guys not only have the box, but like here in Austin, if you guys preview this, check this out, you guys. I think you're going to like this. I've got this set up, we've got this set up, so that you can actually have the next step. So if I send this for you, it will say, come to the Thursday preview. You click here for the event information. You double-click on that, and it basically has an invite. You guys can customize this invite to have your own MapQuest link on it. If you open it up, it's really slick. And then see, it's got, oh, I'm sorry, that's the Thursday night WebEx, I apologize. And see, you can just have this right there, so the WebEx opens up. The other thing you can do is you can invite them right to your preview on a Thursday evening, just bring it in live. This one is actually a little bit messed up, so I apologize. It's hard for me to click the right buttons when...
Hey, Rick, this is Paula, and I really like this. This is going to have, because they've watched the video, and I've had people come back and say, okay, what's next? And we talked about what's next, but you have it right there. What's next? If they like this, these are their two options, and I think that's great. So...
Thank you.
I like that one.
So this is one I should be shared. The other one shouldn't be shared. I'll fix that in a minute. But this has the live preview flyer, and it also has the WebEx flyer, which is really neat. See if this has it right. I hope it does. And so you guys can go customize it. Oh, open. Yeah, when you open this then, it's going to have a MapQuest link for the local preview. So I'm giving them two choices. You can come live. You can watch it on the web. And if you guys open up this, look how cool that is. It's actually, as soon as it opens, you see how this has a MapQuest link and it has everything on there like that? It's just a lot of neat stuff that you can invite people straight to, and you guys can customize this. Give me till tomorrow morning to fix that link, though for some reason it wasn't right. I think it's because I sent it out and I messed it up. You type in step two, look what it's got, all the little red dots. You've got your, what's this one here? You've got the Austin Preview e-bite. All you have to do is click on this MapQuest link. All you guys have to do is drag and drop this into your box. And then you can just, you highlight like this. If you click for MapQuest link, you can double click in the box. Then all you have to do is highlight it. And then go over here to this box. You can type in your, you can paste your own MapQuest link in, and you guys can set this up. Don't freak out, guys, if you can't follow all this. I'll do another tutorial down the road to help you guys with some of this in touch stuff. And I'll make it specific to what's in my shared library. But all you have to do, and then go up here to the top, and you can change the title of it to, you know, Chicago Business Overview e-bite. All you have to do is just change the where and change the name of the city. If you guys go down here to the other, yeah, go ahead.
Are you going to show the one with the magazine cover?
In just a second, I am. Yes, absolutely, cowboy. This one here, you can see, this is the Worldwide Preview Business e-bite. You can just mail that out to people. And then step three here, we have the Giant Awakened video. If you guys want to use an actual video, you click on this, and it's going to launch the Giant Awakens preview on video for people that you guys don't want to have to wait. So you guys have a video, a WebEx, and a live preview e-vite, so you can deliver the message to people in any way you want to deliver it to them. You go to, this is what I really like. You go to step three. Check this out, guys. You've got this right here. It says to become an E-Ken consultant. This is what I'll send to somebody when they're ready to sign up, and I'm going to show you something really cool in a minute that Cowboy's all fired up about.
Yes, I am.
But right here, if you go to this page, it says to become a consultant, they can click right here, and they go to RPWP, okay? And it actually tells them what to do to sign themselves up. All you guys have to do to change that for yourselves is double-click on that box, and then you can change it. For business and basics, they just go to pathfinders.biz and look where it takes them, right, to getting started. Isn't that cool, guys, how we can do that?
Very cool.
So you can start people out. So if you guys look here, all you have to do to change that, double-click, you highlight it, and then you put your own link in there. This one here you just shouldn't have to worry about too much. Now, what we just did, now, by the way, also just a little aside, I know a lot of you are going to be wondering, and I'll get to your questions in a minute. I see them flying over here. If I want a water video, I will go to my e-bites. I'll type in water. There is the water video. You drag and drop it right in there. If I want air, you type in air. There they are. If I want Kenzen, you type in Kenzen. If I want skincare, pulls up the skincare. If I want anything in here, guys, just type in the product name. We've got it. You guys, it's all right here for you. don't have to recreate a bunch of stuff. And this is the newest thing that fired up Cowboy, and I know Paul was excited about it, and a few other of you guys, is take a look at this. I'm actually pretty fired up.
I need a drum roll.
All right, drum roll. There you go. This is our newest slideshow. This is not under e-cards, or the whatever they're called, e-cards. This is actually under the slideshow. If you guys check this out, as soon as it loads, basically, we put your entire 1-2-3 process in one slide. Check this out. Let it load up. All right, check this out. The new economy. This is in the new preview. By the way, if you guys have not seen the worldwide preview on Thursday night, I highly recommend you dial in. And if you guys are on Facebook, remember, click that you're attending because it gets it out there all over the web. And what we're finding is prospects will go to the preview if they think you're going to be there. Doesn't matter if you're there or not. They want to see your face. But here's this. It says, by the way, this is from Time Magazine, and this is now in our new preview. But this is the future of work, and this is what it says. Throw away the briefcase. You're not going to the office. You can kiss your benefits goodbye, too. And your new boss won't look much like your old one. There's no longer a ladder. And you may never get to retire, but there's a world of opportunity to figure out a new path. So it says the world has changed. Have you changed with it? Please take a look at the career the future will look like with the company that's offering it today. This presentation could literally change your life. Isn't that cool, you guys, that cover?
It's very cool.
So let me get that's what I was working on. Let me get the right one up there. All right, there we go. I just put this up there today, so forgive me for putting the new one up. As soon as it loads, you're prepared. I know it'll take 3 hours to load.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. Well, you haven't seen the rest yet. All right, so here's the
front
page. Okay, so there we go. I've got to edit it a little bit, so hold off a day till tomorrow to get this up. So you go to the next slide. You've got your 8-minute process right there, your basic business overview. And so they watch the 8-minute video, and it says, if this looks like a fit for you, watch the business overview via WebEx. And I also have another one going up tomorrow that will basically also have your live local preview e-bite. And then the third one, if you click it, has financial freedom. It says to be a consultant, go here, and here's what to do. For getting started basics, go here. Do you guys realize you've got a 1-2-3 process on these slides?
Great.
Isn't that pretty
neat?
Isn't that
awesome?
How we can do that?
That's the best, yeah.
Yeah, I will. And give me a few minutes after this. I'll get some of the stuff. Like I said, those they're not completely finished yet, but it will be in the next 12 hours. So give me that. But that's going to be your new thing. You guys can download it. And all you would need to do is go in and change those two links. So obviously, well, you guys are more than welcome to send people to Rick and Paige Murphy to sign them up. But I would, I recommend you guys would want to use your own. I recommend you guys would want your own information in there. So all you would have to change on this, I'm going to have one of these slideshows that will be code word local and one that will be code word distance. So the local one will also have your local preview information on it. So you'd want to change that. Then the next thing you'd want to change is the RP Murphy. And then put your consultant ID number in there. But there's a complete 3-step process on WebEx for you guys. And like I said, by tomorrow afternoon, that'll be 100% ready to go too. So that's kind of a new thing. But that's where we are right now in terms of the process. Do you guys have any questions on the 1-2-3 process?
Rick, where can you get tools like this for $12?
I got to tell you guys, InTouch is the mother of all things. It is absolutely magnificent what we're able to do. Let's see if anybody has any other questions. I'd love another InTouch tutorial. I couldn't add a link to the other. Oh, there's a lot of different, I'm getting a ton of stuff in here. But what I'll do, what we'll do is we'll make sure we have another WebEx on InTouch in the next couple of weeks, and we'll use our library specifically to help you guys get up and running on that. So the bottom line, we'll do that again too, just to answer the flurry of doggone questions we're getting. So anyways, I'll probably take 10 minutes and polish that up after this call. So give it till 10:30 tonight, Central Time. It'll be done. So that's the process. But just remember, 1-2-3. They get, is this for you? They either come to a local preview or a live one or on the web, and then they sign up. That's it. And if they've got questions, you just connect them with a tool. You guys don't need to be the library. You need to be a library card. But your process should be simple. It should be fun. At no time should prospecting be wrestling with people or convincing people, and at no time should prospecting be difficult. If it is difficult, dump them. Don't ever put up with any. I'm going to tell you guys right now something. If you remember anything from this call, put a smile on your face, and if someone is not fun to work with, dump them immediately. Don't put up with anything from anybody. You guys are not out there trying to take abuse or convince people. You're attracting people that want to go where we want to go. The only thing I want from someone who's negative is a way, and I'll be honest with you guys, The only way somebody signs up in my business is if I give them my ID number. If they're not positive, you know what's going to freeze over before they get my ID number. You guys have the power in prospecting because you're the one offering the opportunity. They can either choose to be a part of it or not. The last thing is, you guys are all going to be successful with this. You're all going to be huge in NECAN. You guys are all going to absolutely rock your business to the top. So dedicate yourself to it and execute this process, and you're going to have a great time. And one last thing, because I need to take care of this. Let me show you something on the page again here. Let me go to the pathfinders.biz page. If you guys go to the home page, you have a process tracking sheet. I want you guys to look at this because some people had some challenges learning how to do this. The way that you guys use your process tracking form is real simple. They only count as a step one as soon as this opens when they are going to watch and is this for you. So if you hand out 76 pair of mag steps, how many people have entered step one? Anybody want to guess?
Zero.
It's a step one when they say, I want to look at the business. Okay, period. So at the end of the week, what I would do, and by the way, this process runs Saturday through Sunday of each week. You can see the title, the numbers on there. The way we would do it is that means on Sunday, or whatever the day it is, Saturday through Sunday, you guys need to be setting your goals for the next week before the week actually starts. So you should have those on paper. It's not something you do. Those, like tomorrow at noon, we have the Pathfinders Action Call. You guys should not be putting your goal in there at 11:55 for a 12 o'clock call. Your goal should be in there the week before, and then you put in your actual number at the end of the week, okay? So at the end of the week, you're putting in the number from the previous week, and then you're putting in the number for the next week on the next week's sheet. So you're working a week ahead on your goals, and your numbers look at last week. Does that make sense, everybody, what I'm trying to tell you there?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, when this week ends, you should be filling in your numbers for what happened and then working on next week as far as your goal. A rule of thumb with your goal, if you want one sign-up, you're going to want at least 3 people coming to the preview and at least 9 people getting an ABC. Okay? It runs rule of thirds. If you want 3 sign-ups, you're looking at 9 people at the preview. And by the way, when I see at the preview, do I mean sitting here in Round Rock or do I mean on the computer, on the web? Or do I mean both?
Both.
So for every one you want sponsored, you want 3 in the decision phase, and you want 3 for each one in the decision phase in the step one. So 9 ABCs should yield 3 previews, should yield 1 sign-up. So as you're setting your goals, that's how you do it. It's the rule of threes. So 12 ABCs would yield 4 previews, would yield what, 1.5 sign-ups maybe? How does that work? Did I do that wrong? Back 4. 12 would yield, you get the idea, it would be something divided by 3. I'm not bright, I'm too tired right now to do it. I'm Schlitterbond. So that's that. Anybody have any questions about the process tracking form?
No, it's really helpful.
Awesome. Anybody have any questions about anything before we close it down? Because it's right at 10 o'clock, I want to get this thing shut down.
I really like the fact that you've got step 1, 2, and 3 with the tools underneath each one. I was talking to somebody new, and that was really helpful, and the idea of where they can get those tools would be really good, too.
Right on. Thank you very much. I wanted it to be a resource page that would do that very thing for you, so thank you for that. That was kind of my hope. Well, guys, if anybody has any questions, you can chat me here in the next couple of minutes. Thank you guys all for the fantastic comments. If you guys are not friends with us on Facebook, please go to the Pathfinders homepage and request it because that's a great community. Please do that. It's going to be a business help to you. We're going to increasingly rely on that for communications as well and look for another tutorial coming up very soon. So bottom line, guys, is thank you, bless you. Next week, we have the all-important products call, which goes over how to be successful and how to get started with the NECAN technologies. And that's a lot of fun, you guys, to do that. So I absolutely cannot wait for the product call next week designed to get your new people up and running. So you guys ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we love you. We thank you. And don't forget, there will be a preview link at the top of Pathfinders for a 7 o'clock WebEx preview tomorrow night. Password, of course, will be Freedom 1 with a capital F. And Cowboy, you going to load it up so we have a great night?
You betcha.
Awesome. Then I'll see the rest of you guys next Thursday at the Worldwide Preview and next Monday for the product stall. Thank you all. We love you. Bye, everybody.
Good night.